A new generation of boxers has entered the ring. The daughters of former champions George Foreman, Roberto Duran, and Archie Moore fight professionally. One of boxing's greatest rivalries will be renewed tomorrow night when the daughters of Muhammad Ali and Joe Frazier battle in upstate New York. The Kitchen Sisters, producers Nikki Silva and Davian Nelson, have followed Jackie Frazier and Layla Ali from news conferences to training camps. Today, in the first of two profiles, Jackie Frazier, an attorney, mother of three, and winner of all seven of her professional fights by knockout.
Thank you all for coming today. We are in Philadelphia, the mecca of boxing. Anytime you fight a Philadelphia fighter, you're going to get the beat up. So it's going to be an upbeat situation. It's about the history and the culture of the Frazier tradition. And that's the spirit of how I'm going to knock Muhammad Ali's daughter Layla out. A year and a half ago, I was weighing 210 pounds. I was practicing law, eating the leftovers from my children. Now I weigh 164 pounds. I'm 39 years old. I'm not trying to be anything. See, because I know, Layla, I know that you want to utilize boxing to get attention so that you can get your acting career going and you can be a model, and I support you in that. But you will not be able to act your way out of the butt kicking that I'm going to give you, okay? The public has...
Step right over here
so you can get right up close and you can feel where I'm coming from.
Straight to my face in my eyes.
You're going to feel on June 8th, you're going to feel me.
Frazier versus Ali, Ali versus Frazier, the next generation. This is going to be the most watched boxing match in history.
She's got a lot of issues, but I'm helping her youth development.
The most watched female boxing match in history. I'm excited.
I'm smoking, and I ain't going to be joking. I'll be pecking and a-poking, pouring water on his smoking. Then this might shock and amaze you, but I will destroy Joe Frazier.
Muhammad Ali and Joe Frazier, three times they fought in one of the greatest trilogies in boxing history. Goes back to 1971, their first fight, and even before. I'm Bert Sugar. I've been the editor of Ring Magazine, Boxing Illustrated, and Fight Game. Muhammad Ali, in 1967, failed to step forward for the draft during that 3.5 years in which he was not allowed to be a fighter. Joe Frazier befriended him, lent him money, lent him support. When the two signed to fight, Ali called Joe an Uncle Tom, which at the time was probably the worst thing you could call a black man.
I really didn't like it because the words were more hurting to me than the punches. He called me Uncle Tom. I never knew what Tom was. You know, I thought it was a guy that peeped through windows or something, you know?
And it became Muhammad Ali's constant droning that built up a divide between the two men. There was a cleavage in American society at the time. It was Vietnam. Ali epitomized the anti-war, having failed to step forward for the draft.
We fought in all the wars, and we're still fighting in them, and still a nigga.
Joe Frazier unwittingly was made the champion of the pro-war group. So what you had was a tremendous sociological as well as fistic battle in the ring that night at Madison Square Garden, which was won by Frazier, and he knocked down Muhammad Ali with a bodacious pluperfect punch in the 15th round. Jump skip a year and a half, they fight again, Ali wins a decision in Madison Square Garden.
They still think Joe Frazier can beat me.
Jump skip, they meet a third time. It's called the Thriller in Manila. And in Muhammad Ali's words, it was the nearest thing to death we ever experienced, the two of them going at each other until Frazier's corner threw in the towel between the 14th and 15th round because he was blinded by Ali's punches. And Ali could not stand up at the end of the fight to accept the plaudits of the Manila crowd. There is still a bitterness, not only between the two men, but between their two daughters, which is being carried on in their names this year.
Frazier Ali 4, live, June 8th at the Oneida Nation Arena, Layla, Sheedy, Sting, and Ali versus Jackie, Sister Smoke Frazier, the daughters of two of boxing's greatest legends return to Turning Stone to decide just who is Queen of the Ring.
My name is Jacqueline Frazier Lyle, also known as Sister Smoke. This is Joe Frazier's gym. This is a place of sacrifice. My law office is on the second floor. I'm a fighting lawyer. I'm a trial lawyer. If I wasn't a lawyer, I probably would have been a hip-shaking mama singing in Atlantic City. So I used to be one of the background singers for my father. Joe Frazier and the Knockouts, yeah. I told my brother Marvis first that I had made a comment to a reporter that looking at Leila Ali's box and I could kick Leila Ali's butt. And so he's like, come on now, you're crazy, right? Then I just called all my clients and I was like, look, you know, I'm gonna have one of my colleagues cover you on this case or that case. I started working out and then my father came in and he was like, oh yeah, this is good. You'll lose some of that fat off your butt, at least.
I can see Jackie working with the guys out there, she punching. My name's Smoking Joe Frazier. Once I was a fighter. Jackie, as a little girl, I didn't take her to boxing shows. I didn't take the girls. I wasn't thinking about boxing at all. For them, she got the right father, so therefore it got to be in the genes, you know. The bloodline of dad fight. Now Muhammad has a daughter, you know, and they want to fight.
I'm just trying to warm up a little bit because I have sparring today, so try to get loose, you know.
She in pretty good shape. Jab is good. Right hand is good. Left hook is good. My name is Val Colbert. I coach the whole Frazier family. She's like her daddy. She got a lot of fight in her. She's a lawyer. She fights every day. She claims boxing is much easier than the law job. And boxing is one-on-one. A lot of times you got a whole firm of lawyers coming at you. I think maybe law may be more like football, where everybody grab it once, right?
I have more fear of white-collar criminals that I'm dealing with that are defendants in banking scams and land dispute scams. To me, the real fight is about, can you feed your family? Can you be decent? That's what the fight is to me.
Boxing is a dangerous sport. You can get your brain shook, your money took, and name written on a ticket's book. My name is Marvis Frazier, the son of Smoking Joe Frazier, the brother of Jacqueline, sister Smoke Frazier Lied. So many people talk about what happened in the Thrill in Manila. You know, I think Jackie wants to set the record straight. It's almost like myself, you know. The only reason I got involved in boxing was to bring it back to my family. When my dad lost to Ali in 75, it was my purpose to bring it back.
I'm Pete Light, Jackie's promoter, husband. I met Jackie when I was Marvin's bodyguard when he fought Mike Tyson. Whew. Mike Tyson knocked her brother Marvis out in like 55 seconds in the first round. It was almost an assassination. When that fight was over, she was up them steps in the ring. She was over in the corner before the referee. She was ready to fight. This was 10 years ago. She's got fighting in her blood.
Ha! Only reason why I got into boxing is because I opened my big mouth. I'm in it, I'm going with the flow, but it's not like, you know, I'm absolutely sure, you know, my Christian upbringing is basically that, you know, a woman is to be cherished and they're to take care of the children. I just don't like seeing the women get hit.
My name is Norma Galloway, and I'm a female boxer, okay? And, you know, I fought Jackie before, May 19th of 2000, and I went to distance. No one's ever gone to distance with her. She's knocked everybody down less than 30 seconds. I'm around amateur girls every day that's looking at us as role models. You know, they're looking up to Jackie, looking up to Lady, they look up to me. These ladies brought great, tremendous exposure to the female boxing world, and the world at large is not taking female boxing very seriously.
There's a lot of responsibility for my opponent and I for June. With Leila and Jackie Frazier live fighting, there's a lot that we have to uphold for women in sports. So after I defeat Leila Ali, after I knock her out, after I fry her on Friday, June the 8th, the year 2001, you know, I'm going to do George Foreman's daughter, Freda George Foreman.
Tomorrow, Leila Ali.
I'm the type of person, I don't know if you're this way, but like, if I don't like somebody, if somebody makes me mad, I want to hit them.